The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, it's the end of the week for normal people, but there's still a couple of days left for the crypto crowd.
The crazy crypto crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Trading never stops. The crazy crypto crowd. Ooh, I'm crazy. I'm hooked on the screen. I'm going to. In fact, you know what? Today I'm going to take part in an ICO, and it's later on today. And I'm going to get in there as soon as it goes live, and I buy some on the initial coin offering because I like it a lot.
Is it one that you needed Ethereum for or Bitcoin?
Either. They're quite an organized. I like them. They're quite an organized. Company. They look like they know what they're doing. They've got revenue, they're profitable, and their currency will fit into their current business model of what they do. I like it. So it's not just, you know, fly in the sky sort of ridiculous sort of coin offering. You know, it's got some substance behind it, you know?
Some of them really are ridiculous. The white papers. No people, nothing.
I know. It is berserk. Yeah, it's just immense, mental. Was this something I saw about crypto recently? No. So how is the cryptocurrency group going? If you want to get into crypto, by the way, Nicola is the lady to follow on a Facebook group here. She does a crypto sort of session twice a day live. What do you do that? Just look at setups, charts?
No. I teach people a trend following system, and then we analyze, use it in real time. So That's what I try to do anyway.
So when you say trend following, something like right, flares are in this week. Wear some flares, that kind of trend, yeah.
No, the up or down trend.
All right, boob tubes are hot. Get the boob tubes on. Crotchless knickers. Have you seen those crotchless jeans? Have you seen those? Did you see the crotchless
jeans?
Did you see that?
Where?
I tweeted it out, and it's apparently a bit of a new fashion. I did tweet it. So crotchless jeans, and it's ridiculous. It's like jeans that are cut off, say by a crotch, obviously, and then they the big gap, but with chains attaching them, almost like suspenders to the leg of the jean. But it's like a portion of the jean leg is cut out, you know, from your thigh part, and then it joins by a chain. It's ridiculous. It's just like that's a trend. but you mean chart trends, didn't you? And not just fashionable trends. Anyway, talking nonsense here, just waiting for a couple of people to join.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They look ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're fashion. Okay. Okay. We have had several requests to look at charts of. First one is CloudBuy. CBuy. I don't know much about this company, but I did look at it once. I dismissed it. I don't know why. But what do you reckon? CloudBuy, Nicola.
CloudBuy, huge bullish reversal this week. Wow, wow. But when I look at the RSI on the weekly, we're up at 85. And I've got a weekly chart up here because we're also in a kind of resistance zone, a good place for this to pause for the week. Around between 8, 7 and 8 is a sticky level. It was the lows in 2011 and the lows in 2013 and then the highs in 2016 as well. So I think we could see a little bit of a pause here, some consolidation, and then I think it continues higher. My first Fibonacci target for this is 17.26.
Hang on a second. I'm trying to open a bit of info about why it's shot up like that, because that is reminiscent of some kind of crypto announcement. You know, companies these days announcing crypto to take over.
Are you sure it's not cloud by blockchain?
Yeah, so look, a proper anyway. Wave of obligations is some kind of I don't know what's going on there, but
it's a super rally. If I was to guess where you might be able to get a pullback entry, then a pullback entry to about 6.1 would be really good.
Okay, all right. I don't know what happened there, but it's gone nuts. So the next one, Nicola, as you know, is ECTEC. I've got quite a few people asking for this. EQT is the ticker. So go for it, QT.
EQT is showing really good signs of bottoming daily, moving average reversal. This stock hasn't been around long, less than a year, But this sideways consolidation that we've been seeing since the start of the year, the moving averages say that we should break it to the upside above 3.5 is a bullish reversal. 4.14 and then 5.17 are the targets. 4.14, 5.17.
I got that. All right, lovely stuff. Next one is feedback. FDBK is a request. Come back. It's a bit disappointing. I did write a blog about feedback. I do believe they've got some good things ahead of them, definitely. But it's just lack of news. You know, AIM is news-driven more than anything. And so if the directors or the people in charge aren't, and they should do, I think, you know, any company that's an ongoing business should update the shareholders once every 6 weeks. You know, it's not too much to ask.
Just maybe they're listening to us.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Just update your shareholders, the people invested, risk their capital. You know, just update your shareholders. Just say what's going on. Don't say there's nothing. There is something going on, but tell us, you know. Anyway, it doesn't have to be significant. Anyway, go on.
When I look at the daily on this chart, clearly we're in a bit of a downtrend and we've been, you know, for a while. And the next support, if we make new lows, is 1.23. But when I look at the weekly chart, it's a lot more positive. We're sitting on the 200-week moving average. And if we look back on this chart, we can look back to March 2012, or March 2015, and we can see, you know, in March 2017 as well. In fact, they like it in March. But this is a really, really good support level, and it reacts to the 200-week moving average. So having sat on it for 4 weeks and the RSI, you know, all the way down towards 30, I would say, if you put a gun to my head, that we could be setting up a decent bounce here.
Yes, well, I think news is coming out. If it does come out and it's positive, this thing will fly because it's been hammered down by a director selling shares for a long time. And it's just a lack of news. It's all it is. And it could absolutely fly, you know, a motor, really motor. But anyway.
Right. Well, that would be a reversal at a 61.8 fib. So above 2.08 would confirm that we're going higher. And then if we do go above 2.08, the target is 3.27.
Lovely stuff. All right. And look at the Lord, Nicola. next one is Horizonte Minerals, HZM, of course, in the nickel space.
Is it?
And, and nickel. They're saying, I was reading an article by Bloomberg, very interesting, saying that the moment is cobalt and lithium, but they will find a way to adjust. And it's something like 50-50, or the elements in the battery are all pretty much equal. But over time, they'll be able to change that sort of makeup of the battery to make it 90% nickel and 10% cobalt. So nickel is the play here, really, you know, for the EV generation. Anyway, go for it, Mick.
The EV generation.
EV. Yeah, electric vehicle generation, you know. Yes.
Well, isn't that going to be like the new thing, like, electric vehicles?
Yeah.
They've got to get better batteries.
Yes, well, where have you been?
My dad has one, but he pays, you know, you buy the car, but then you have to pay. He pays £125 a month to rent the battery.
Yeah, does he? Yeah, no, it'll get better. It'll get better. I mean, of course it will. It's the world.
I mean, he loves it.
Every government in the world, apart from the, you know, clown governments like North Korea and bits of that, are banning petrol diesel engines. So, you know, it's going towards electric or hydrogen fuel cells. So it's going to be massive, you know, and the resources needed, obviously, for these cars will be in short supply, or they'll have to sort of really start mining them, you know. So yes, H&M.
Long term, I love the chart pattern in this one. Long term, this stock is going to 8.5. And we've had a super bullish reversal on the weekly. We're trading above all of our weekly moving averages. We're just in a little bit of a correction here. And so we need to see how far are we going to come back before we rally. And I think that we might be at a really good place to bounce from right here. Okay. Bouncing off the daily 50 moving average. Yeah, and the center line, you know, on the RSI, sometimes 50 in the middle acts as a pivot. If you look back, it does very well in this stock as well. So it's also 50% of, if you look at the rally from the 6th of December, we're bouncing off the 50% of that. So I think that there's a good shot of this one turning higher here. Where are we going to go to next? Long term, we're going to go to 8.5. But short term, we're going to see 6 even next.
Okay. Well, listen, this It's a cracking asset they've got, tier one, you know, 28 year mine life and can be extended, and they're going to be chucking out about $80 million profit a year. This is their market cap is around about $50 million, I think, so we'll see the upside here. Okay, so we got our next one, a request, Zenith Energy, ZEN. What do you reckon on the chart?
ZEN is another one in a choppy, bouncy correction, but, you know, at support and trying to turn higher here. If we take the rally from the 5th of December, we're between the 61.8 and the 38.2 fib zone. So I'm going to say below a daily close below 8.4, we should be bearish, and we're just above that at 8.7. And a daily close above 9.15, we should be super bullish. We're in the next swing higher. And in between sort of 8.4 and 9.15, it's kind of a sticky zone where we could go sideways and try and find some balance. We're right on the 200-day moving average today. So looking for a move higher.
Lovely. Okay. And the last is Edenville Energy, EDL.
Edenville Energy in a downtrend and in a correction, but I'm looking for it to find support between 4.5 and 4.8. So, you know, we're right in the zone where we should find support. It's called a bullish Gartley pattern here, and a bullish Gartley pattern is a trend continuation. So that means we would see the rally that we had from September as impulsive. Now we've had a two-wave correction from the January 2017 highs, and now we should resume the uptrend from here. So 4.5, really good support. Between 4.5 and 4.8, looking for a reversal. And I think initially, obviously, I think that we'll go back to around 0.8, but this should continue to new highs above 1.3.
Lovely stuff, Nicola, and have a nice weekend. And of course, I expect you've got a couple more sessions booked in with a tattoo guy of you over the weekend to get that massive crypto tat in your back sorted. Where are you at now? Because obviously you've got you.
I'm on my best behaviour for my mother's birthday this weekend, and you should be too, because I know it's your mother's birthday.
Yeah. But what level are you at with the tats? Have they completed your head yet?
We're
back?
Still working on the design.
Okay, good.
Haven't begun.
I'm really looking forward to that and seeing a picture of that on social media when you get the time. Excellent, Nick. Thanks for that. Have a nice weekend. And by the way, if you can see this video, if you're not on the Facebook Live bit, you can see this video at voxmarkets.co.uk/log.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.